John, a lot of positives to take from that performance this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm delighted for the players, you know, because they've done it really tough. I think I said to you on Thursday, mate, that our injury list has fluctuated between 6 and 10. We got Rowan Milnes back today, and he made a massive, massive difference. You know, he just played in a controlled, composed manner, created the first two tries, and he just adds, he's a half-back, and he's added to us. And, you know, much as Elliot's done a great job filling in there, you could tell we'd got two guys out there who are used to playing half-back, and it was so good to see because we were controlled, and it was just a real good performance. So I'm delighted for the players. And I'm delighted for young Rowan, who I thought was outstanding. I thought young Matty Staunton also down that left edge, he caused all sorts of problems for Richardson. So, you know, it's been a good day at the office, and they've got what they deserve today, have the players, and I'm absolutely rapt for that. And that might have been why I was so emotional at the end, because I think they've done it tough, and when you see people you care about doing it tough and then coming through the other side, it's good. It's good to see. It's weighing in sport.
Is it fair to say, John, that were the true reflection of the Bradford Bulls this afternoon?
I think they've all been true reflections. Yeah, you can only put the team out that you can select from. You can't magic players, you know, from the sideline. And we put what we felt was a representative team out today. Oh, everybody's, you know, played the part in it. And I include Ash Gibbs. You know, Ash played in the reserves on Wednesday. Because of his performance, he got a spot on the bench today, and I thought he was magnificent as well, forcing a couple of errors down our right edge defensively, because he's just a clever reader in defence, and obviously Reece Evans certainly profited from that.
In terms of the performance, John, you must be pleased with that second half to keep a side like Lee to score.
I was pleased with the first half, to tell you the truth, you know, because I thought Lee came out really firing. And that, again, that's something we've got to address, because, again, we went behind at the start. So that's an area for us to improve upon. And I thought Lee played some good rugby. They asked questions of us. And eventually we grew into the game. You know, we were, because of recent results, we were a bit nervous. And I think you could see that. But as we got into the game, grew into the game, you felt more and more confident. And at 12 apiece, I was so pleased we got that penalty to tie the scores up, because at that point, I felt really confident we'd come away and win the game, and that's how it's been proved.
Focusing on the penalties, it's fair to say that you did benefit from a lot of ill discipline from Lee.
Yeah.
And in terms of...
I agree with you.
And in terms of the side, John, Ethan Ryan at fullback, standing in for Brandon Pickersgill?
No, I mean, I've spoken, and there was a reason behind that. The players know the reasons, and it's them that matters, so they know the reasons why there was a change in our back three. And I think, you know, you could see that it worked. And, you know, the forward pack, we went for mobile units because we know the threat that Liam Hood and that Mickey Hyam posed sat out of dummy half. So that's why we went down to Wayne selection. And, you know, I think the results justify the decisions.
And defogging Johnson's really going from strength to strength, John. His kick return today, I thought, was phenomenal.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's a good kid. And like you say, he's got a chance perhaps earlier than I thought he would, because of Jai Hitchcock's injury. But he's certainly taking that chance. And I'd have just liked to have seen him get away. But, you know, Greg McNally just tapped his ankle, didn't he, with that, when he had that space in front of him. But, you know, we're okay. We've had a good day at the office today, and I'm absolutely delighted for the players.
When did Rowan Milnes become available? Was he always potentially going to play in this one, John?
No, it was when Dalton was a little sore with his groin, and physio said that Rowan was injury-free, but he didn't feel he was ready conditioning-wise to play. Well, I think the physio's done well getting him injury-free, but I think we were right to play him.
How close did Jordan Lilley come to featuring? Or is it still a way off?
He's still a way off, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, last week we tried to push him back, and he just couldn't get on the field. And in all honesty, at the minute, he isn't running with the full range of movement, but we've now got 2 weeks until we play at Dewsbury, and hopefully he'll be ready for that, because I wouldn't risk him next week against Keighley. I wouldn't, and especially after you've seen what we've seen today, you know. So Jordan will be making sure he's ready for 2 weeks down the line.